Greetings in Jesus' name on the 17th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 50s outside with temperatures going to be right around 68 degrees today is the high. And we have an offshore breeze that's blowing cool air and kind of misty, foggy conditions for this fabulous Friday. We're preparing our hearts now to go down and preach the chapel service at the Sanford Christian Academy. We'll be preaching to some 80 or so individuals and students and champions for Christ, and looking forward to God blessing us with a powerful morning in the Lord. What a blessing it was yesterday to have three contractors show up from Georgia to help us on our home build for the next 2.5 days. They're putting flooring down in our home, and I'm grateful that the Lord has burdened these fine men to come and help us all in this home build. Our hearts are thrilled that they would come and help the preacher, and I'm grateful to God for the blessings of this. We continue to advance in the gospel here in this area. Last night, we had our first night of the Southern Maine School of the Bible, and we were thrilled to welcome 8 students to be a part of our Bible Institute. And we're training them in the work of God, and we're looking forward to what God's going to do in their lives as they train for the Lord. In your Bibles today, I would like for you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 12, where the Bible says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." I want to speak for a few minutes on this idea that is mentioned in this verse, and this Bible truth that is mentioned in this verse, of comparing ourselves one with another. This happens almost daily. Many of you that are coming home from work, possibly today, have compared yourself with your coworker. Maybe you have made the assumption that you are a great worker, you are a great employee, and the other person is not a great employee because you have left them in the dust. You are the super employee. They are not the super employee, but you are the super employee because you have you're smarter. You have a better mind. You have better eyes. You don't have to wear glasses. You have better thoughts. You have better ideas. You have better physical capabilities. And you've made the comparison at your work site. Let's go from the work site now into the church house. Oh, we've walked into church and we begin to compare ourselves. Look at you. Oh my, you're able to sing those songs of Zion. You're able to lift up your voice and say, "Love lifted me, love lifted me." And you're able to just sing, "Thank God, man, lift up your voice." But look at that other person over there. They go, "Love lift." They can't even sing. They can't even carry a note. Oh my, you're so much better than them. You can sing. And then let's go over to the preachers. Look at this preacher. My, he can step in the pulpit and he can preach the word of God. And he's really got a mountaineer style. And look at this other guy. He steps in the pulpit and he just kind of whispers. Oh wow, we've compared ourselves among the preachers. We've compared ourselves among the singers. What about the Sunday school students? The Sunday school students stand up and begin to compare themselves. We found that we have fallen trap. We're in a trap. We're comparing ourselves among ourselves. And we're simply making physical comparisons, possibly every once in a while, a few spiritual comparisons. We've looked at the numbers in that church. Oh, that church is a successful church. They've went up and they've built. What about church planters? Oh, that preacher's successful. He's built all those churches. And somebody over here in the other field hasn't built any church. They've been there their whole life and not been able to build no church. They must be a failure. And this other preacher must be a success. What do we learn from this verse? The Bible says, "But measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." It's not wise to make physical comparisons and even at times spiritual comparisons when you don't know the whole story. May God teach us this wise lesson today from the Holy Bible, and may we be men and women of God that drive in our own lane. Stay in your lane. Don't get out of it. We're going to stand before the Creator of the universe one day, we that are saved, at the judgment seat of Christ, and He'll make sure that everything is right in order. But until then, quit making carnal comparisons. We're not wise when we do that, and we need reminded of that on this fabulous Friday. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, fabulous, frenzious Friday, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.